will be in some other affected areas before 9 o'clock. James Pikos has been to one of the houses affected locally. Michelle McCollin's home was waist deep in floodwater.
All our neighbours are suffering, everybody's suffering, and people don't actually realise how much it's hit this little village.
Let's have a look inside. Tell me what you can see.
A dump. Basically a dump that I spent 8 hours every single day cleaning.
Your floor is completely silted up. There's mud all over the place. You've got what looks like a 1 or 2 year old, almost new kitchen that's completely ruined, isn't it? The fridge, freezer is... It's not going to work, is it?
It was on the floor. We've actually picked that up from inside the actual cupboard.
So the water's come all the way through...
Yes.
Your living room, and then you've got a couple of steps down, so it must have been very high here.
It's plates, right to the top of the plates. It's just basically had it.
And then you've got a big range here, which again, the water would have been inside.
Yes.
What support are you getting from your insurance company now? What are the next steps?
Well, basically, we're just being moved to pillar to post. We're ringing, I'm constantly ringing, constantly all day, every single day, and they're basically... saying to us we're going to get sorted, and then they're saying, well, we can't save your clothes, so the only thing, I'm actually wearing what I've got on now and getting it washed. It's just tragic. It's just terrible.
And where are you staying?
I've been staying in a hotel over the bridge. We've got 4 children and we've been staying in a one room. I can't really sleep and you can't move about. It's just awful. The insurance people said that the only thing they can save in our house now is our beds, because everywhere, even upstairs, it smells. I've got a 7-year-old daughter that's actually been in the house and basically seen it, and she's actually had to get out of the house. She's got loads of toys and they're all wrecked, and you know, you just don't know basically where to turn.
How do you feel?
Just trying to keep my spirits up for my 4 children. It's going to take a while to get sorted. I don't really know. I just get emotional when I have to go and get my daughter a pack up from Tesco's, and people are saying, you know, we haven't been hit hard, when we have. We're all suffering.
A message to your insurance company?
Just get a move on.
Well, Michelle has been told by her insurance company that it could be up to 2 years before her family can return home. This is Lizzie and Carl, live from South Ferriby Village Hall this morning for breakfast, 1 week after the tidal surge which devastated so many homes here.